back only that which is sufficient. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, son of Adam, it is better for you to give away what you can spare, and to keep is worse for you. But you will not be blamed if you keep what is enough for you and spend first on those who you are looking after. Note, this topic has been discussed previously under another ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said, whatever is over and above your needs, spend it. This hadith sharif was also mentioned in that discussion. Here it is repeated to show its importance. The truth is that anything extra must not be kept at all. The best use for it is to spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point in this hadith is that there will be no blame for keeping things that are needed urgently. This includes looking after your family or even the animals which are owned by you. Not caring for them will be a sin and will earn punishment. Abdullah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says that he was with Abu Zar radiallahu anhu when he received his share from the Baitul Mal and he bought what he needed from the bazaar, after which he was left with 7 dinars, 7 gold coins. He ordered his slave girl to get them changed into small coins for giving away. Abdullah radiallahu anhu advised Abu Zar radiallahu anhu to keep the gold coins for later when he will need to look after his guests, etc. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu replied that his friend Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that if gold and silver are hoarded, they would become sparks of fire for their owner unless he spends them for the sake of Allah. Actually, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us so many times to give away our extra wealth for the sake of Allah ta'ala that some sahaba thought that no one had any right to keep with him anything more than his needs. As Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says, that once he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey, one sahabi kept turning the head of his camel to the right and the left. At this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if someone had a spare riding camel, he should give it away to the one who had none, and whoever had extra food should give it to those who were in need. The sahaba radiallahu anhum therefore thought that no one had any right to keep anything more than what he needed. SubhanAllah.